Good morning, Audio Boo. SM2N here. Hello, my imaginary friends. It's the 2nd of December today. And you find me reversing the cash card, the QQ caster, as Top Guard calls it, down our drive. At just after 7 in the morning, because today I'm going to a conference, and I thought, I'm going to think about my conference, I'm going to talk about my conference on Audio Boo, because I hear a mining blog talking about going to an unconference. Being very mindful and thoughtful about everything to do with the experience of going to a conference and the intentions and the goals and the aspirations. So what am I going to? I'm going to a conference about DevOps, and the reason I'm going there is because I want to learn even more about DevOps. So I've read the Phoenix Project, which has taught me a lot about DevOps, and I want to find out more. Because the book, the Phoenix Project, certainly shows the promise DevOps offers, and I think that the organisation that I work for would benefit hugely from adopting adopting those ideas and others. So I want to find out more about it. The reason I'm going to a conference is because I think that if I go to a conference and listen to and talk to and interact with people that have got more experience in DevOps and actually making it work, that will make me a little bit smarter, a little bit more knowledgeable about the subject, and then I'll take that knowledge back to my own workplace and be able to apply the ideas that I've learned from speaking to people that have got experience in this area. Apply those ideas, and so by some kind of osmosis, I will pick up some ideas and knowledge from those people that have already been there, and take that back to a workplace where those ideas are not common currency. So that's the reason for investing a whole day of my time going into London, and spending some time at a conference. Now I'm aware that this conference itself is it costs money to run the conference, and it just happens that I'm not paying a single penny to attend the conference. Any money that I'll be spending is the travel time, the travel money, the train ticket, etc. So the fact that I'm not paying, and my company is not paying for me to attend the conference, I'm aware that that means I'm the product. If I'm not paying, then I'm the product. It's just like with internet, social media, stuff like that. If you don't pay, then you're the product. So I'm going to be aware of that and mindful of that, and I'm probably going to get sold to. Probably going to be treated as a prospect for somebody to sell their services to me and my company. But that's fine, that's the price that you pay for going along and meeting some interesting people and hearing some, hopefully some very interesting ideas. But I'm hoping it's going to broaden my horizons and make me a more enlightened and give me the ability to influence people in my workplace. By virtue of the information that I glean. Now, I'm not saying this is going to be the last thing I ever do to get information and experience from other people from outside of the organisation. No, by no means. This should just be the beginning of a journey. A journey of discovery or whatever. So that's exciting. So now I've arrived at the car park. I suppose I need to concentrate now on purchasing car parking coverage. And then my ticket, my train ticket. So I'm going to close the booth for now, and I will resume once I've got those things sorted. I've got approximately 12 minutes before the train arrives that I'm planning to get, so I should be okay with all that. Speak to you soon, Tiddleboo.